All right, everyone. Good morning. What a morning. What a day. Holy smokes. I'm recording this November 6th, 9:30 a.m. The election's done. It's official. Trump's won. Harris lost. We're going to get into it. Oh, boy. It's crazy. There's so much to unpack. We can't do it all. It's just that simple. You can't do it all. I'm going to give you 15 straight minutes. Uninterrupted. No ads, no breaks, nothing. Just straight thoughts, quick, rapid fire reaction to Trump becoming the 47th president. He'll take office officially in 2025. And look, here's the thing. There are going to be a lot of repercussions if Harris won. There's just no doubt about it. But with Trump winning, that's what we're going to talk about. And look, I want to start with this. Before I even get into the aspects of the nonprofit space, I want to break it down into the operational consequences and the philosophical consequences that nonprofits are going to have to face. Now, not all of them, right? There are a lot of nonprofits that will not be affected by this decision of the American people. It's impossible. When you have 1.5 million nonprofits, 10% of the American workforce works in the nonprofit space. A lot of those people, like myself, voted yesterday, November 5th, or voted sometime, you know, absentee ballot, all of that stuff. So I want to talk about the operational consequences and the philosophical consequences here in a little bit. But I want to start with this. I'm going to start with politics real fast. We don't really do a lot of politics here on the Nonprofit Insider Podcast. But listen, Democrats have a real problem in their hands. There's just no doubt about it. And for a lot of people in America right now, they are thinking about what went wrong. And it would have happened if Trump won. Listen, let's be honest, right? Not that I was going to vote for the orange guy. I value women too much. I value people too much. I couldn't rock with it. I like my presidents to at least be presidential, right? Even when in 2008, when Barack Obama was going up against John McCain, or in 2012 when he was going up against Mitt Romney, you kind of felt like those people were at least presidential. They at least stepped to the microphone or stepped to the podium or stepped to the stage with a little bit of refinedness to them. It's really hard to say that about Trump. Some of the things he's been saying. Listen, we already know all those things. But again, the American people have spoken. And you don't even know. It's really even hard to pinpoint where to start. But there's just no doubt about it. With the short runway that Harris was given after Joe Biden dropped down, not good. Now, if it would have worked, like in sports, right? Like if you do a Hail Mary, shout out to the Eagles. If you do a Hail Mary on the final play and you win, you're like, yeah, that's good. But if you lose, you're like, what went wrong? Right? And that's what it kind of felt like. It was clear after that presidential debate, Biden was not the guy. He wasn't the guy. And the political party of the Democrats had to scramble. And they pressed the thumb a little bit. And Joe Biden said, I'm not going to run. We know there are a lot of people behind the scenes that made that happen. And Harris was given the go ahead. And in doing that, again, if it would have worked, different conversation. A lot of people would be having different thoughts on both sides of the aisle, right? But because of that, because Harris didn't win, there's a lot of unpacking to do. And America has a lot of unpacking, let's be honest. Let's be honest. We've heard some of the things from President Trump. A lot of people really, really enjoy him. A lot of people really, really liked him. And a lot of people this past election, despite all of the things he says and does, still cast their ballots for him. And I'm looking at the numbers, really big numbers. So when you have a country with 330 million people and 240 million of them are working age and have the ability to vote in elections, something needs to be said about that. There's a lot of unpacking to do just as a whole. So let me get into the nonprofit space here. A lot of people may not realize that when it comes to the 1.5, 1.6 million nonprofits, at the highest level, at the highest aspects of federal policy in the United States, there could be a little bit of a disconnect. The things that happen in the halls of Congress can have very, very big waves to nonprofits in Alabama, in Arkansas, in Memphis, in Michigan, wherever. But they can also have some really small ripples as well. It just depends on what aspect of the nonprofit space you're in. But this is an undeniable truth. One of the big operational consequences that's really going to start affecting nonprofits is taxes and funding. Overall, 80%, 80 cents of every dollar of nonprofit revenue in the United States comes from government grants or contracts. Contracts, fees, services, however it's cut and divided. Nonprofits are receiving 80 cents of every dollar from the United States government. And that's the federal government, right? It gets passed down to the states and then from the states to the county, maybe from the county to the city to the nonprofit, sometimes directly from the federal government directly to a nonprofit. It all depends on how your particular 501c organization really operates. And a lot of that money comes to hospitals and universities. The Nonprofit Times reports that 49% of those 80 cents goes specifically to universities and hospitals. So when you think about things like student loans, if you go to the hospital, you get a bill you can't pay, and the hospital's like, we'll take care of some of the money. Sometimes the federal government comes in and aids so that we can have a little bit of lower hospital costs. So it's kind of skewed in that respect. But still, if it's just 40 cents of every dollar, think of your life right now. And imagine if I said 40% of all the money that you bring in is going to be reduced by just a quarter. So instead of 40%, now only 30% of your money comes from the federal government and funding. That's still really big. And that's some of the operational consequences that can really occur when you have a new administration like the one that's going to step into place January 20th. There's just nothing to be denied about it. And within that same sphere, you're going to really start getting a lot of aspects. Well, let me phrase it like this. Fundraisers are really going to be pushed to new limits. Fundraisers, depending on the aspect or the area of the nonprofit space you operate within, if you work with the ACLU, Civil Liberties, if you work with Planned Parenthood, if you work with organizations that are in a more advocacy type of sphere, helping people directly, you have nonprofits that work in the DACA space, the Dreamers Act, immigration, anything of that particular sphere, climate change, those fundraisers are probably on calls right now, having meetings about what direction that they are going to do. I can guarantee it. I already have some people in the nonprofit space saying that they are having meetings this Thursday, this Friday, to really have a deeper game plan now that it's official. Between court systems, between policies and policy enactments, you're going to have fundraisers that are going to be pushed to new limits to try to bring in funding that may or may not go away with policy changes. And one of the things I think that gets lost is that it doesn't have to be anything big. If the federal government, just as an example, gives a immigration-based nonprofit, let's say, $500,000 a year, and then a Republican-based Senate or House of Representatives pass a bill saying that they're reducing funding to organizations of that style by even just 20%, that has ripple waves. So it doesn't have to be as major as people think. Sometimes people think, and I hear this a lot in the space of the nonprofit world, where they think that government groups are trying to take away all funding from parenthood. You don't have to actually do that. You don't have to take 100% of all the funding that you give to an organization like Planned Parenthood, you can really just take away 40%, 20%. And that is the struggle that I think a lot of fundraisers are going to have. Finally, as an operational consequence, you're really going to start seeing steeper hills overall. As I was just saying, between court systems, policies, everything that, depending on the nonprofit space that you're in, that you thought was hard going, you thought you were walking up the hill, now you might feel like you're walking up a mountain. Depending on the states that you're working in, the counties that you're working in, you can have more bureaucracy and more red tape. And that's the goal. Just to make it harder for certain organizations to really operate. And that leads me into the philosophical consequences. Because based off of how you may feel about the way society as a whole moves, that determines a lot of the aspects of funding and policies that come into play. One of the things that can't be denied about living in the United States is there's a lot of money. And one of the things that also cannot be denied is that we all have different feelings about the way society is moving. When you're raising kids, you're taking care of elderly, you're taking care of people, you're reading the news, you are going to create some type of feeling or emotion about the direction of society. And you deserve to have that. We all deserve to have that. That's why we were saying, everyone was saying, get out there and vote. Because how you feel is important. And it's good in moments like today to really know where people feel. That's why America has a lot of different soul searching to really do. Because we know, based off the election, how many people feel across the nation. It can't be denied. It can't be denied. And when you think about that, when you think about the philosophical consequences, one of the big things that you're really going to start seeing and you can expect is more burnout in the nonprofit space. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. It's not going to affect every single nonprofit. I think that's worth doubling down on and saying over and over again. But there are a lot of nonprofits this morning that are waking up and feeling very stressed and feeling the weight of what may happen over the next 4+ years and then some. Because remember, we're not just talking about money and funding, but how do you feel when you go into work to work on a particular aspect of the nonprofit space? Expect more burnout. Additionally, a philosophical consequence, expect a lot of people, because of that burnout, to leave the nonprofit space. They're going to go, a lot of people that are in this world are going to leave. Now, conversely, a lot of people are going to jump into it because they're going to say, hey, I need to be able to do more and help in this particular space of X, Y, Z, whatever it is that you or people may be interested in. But you can expect more division. Period. The lines of politics are just becoming more and more separated. And it's easy to say, right? I remember when I was growing up hearing my parents say that, hearing my elders say that. Things are becoming more separated. People are more and more divided. It's just a natural aspect to any dynasty that continues to get bigger and bigger. In the United States, it's bigger and bigger and bigger. I think I saw something not that long ago that said England, for the first time, I think they had recently dropped a colony, or they changed the time zone on a colony, or I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was the first time that the sun would set on England, because at one point their colonization was so big that the sun never set on the nation of England. United States is very huge. A lot of money, a lot of political power, a lot of influence, despite different aspects of what we may hear, thinking that the political might is going down. The United States is still very, very big. US, China, Russia, like these are still the big dogs. England, these are still the big dogs at the circle. When you look at the United Nations, it's a reason why the Secretary General can't be from one of those five nations, or Canada, I think that's the other one. Canada, Russia, United States, China, England. Because they're just so big and they have so much influence. Like high school, they have so much influence across the world, across the globe. So when thinking about the ramifications that this is going to have, this is going to be very big. And we haven't even started talking about the courts. Supreme Court, federal judges. This is going to be the next 4 years are going to be no joke. I'm going to do my best to try to keep up with a lot of the things that are being said in this particular space. Be sure to keep following the Nonprofit Insider Podcast. We're on Instagram. We're on TikTok. All of that jazz because, again, we don't talk a lot of politics, but there are going to be a lot of things happening in the federal government, state governments over the next 3 months, 6 months, 2 years, 4 years, and we're going to be talking about it right here on this podcast.